This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The leader of the Islamist militant group Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, today presented his proposed cabinet to Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. On this list are 24 ministers, and that list includes one woman and one Christian. Abbas did not immediately sign off on the Hamas cabinet, but he said he would submit the lineup to the Palestine Liberation Organization's executive committee. It must also be approved by the Palestinian parliament. NPR's Linda Grantstein reports.
Ismail Haniyeh handed the cabinet list to Mahmoud Abbas in a meeting in Gaza. Haniyeh described the cabinet ministers as professionals, technocrats, and experts. Hamas had wanted a broad national unity government and held weeks of talks with Abbas's Fatah faction, but they failed to agree on a political platform, and Hamas decided to go it alone. One of the most prominent appointments is Mahmoud Azahar as foreign minister. He's an English-speaking doctor who narrowly escaped an Israeli assassination attempt. Mohammed Wahidi, a Palestinian journalist in Gaza who has known Zahar for many years, says he's a hardliner.
He totally rejects the idea of the existence of Israel. He believes that Palestine is that historical land, and there is no existence under the sun for what he is calling the enemy's entity, which is Israel.
The interior minister will be a longtime Hamas activist, Saeed Siam, who will be in charge of the Palestinian security services. Most of the policemen are from Abbas's Fatah movement, and it's unclear if they will accept Hamas as an authority. In Gaza today, a group of about 25 gunmen affiliated with Fatah took over the main electricity plant and a hospital, some demanding jobs and others unpaid wages. They exchanged fire with Palestinian security forces, and at least five people were wounded. Israeli officials say the proposed Hamas government is not a legitimate partner for discussion. Government spokesman Ranan Gissin.
This government would be totally unacceptable to Israel, and we would not deal with this government because it's a government that is actually, representing more than anything else, a proxy state of Iran, and calling for the destruction of the state of Israel, refusing to accept all previous agreements, and to renounce terrorism.
Israel has already stopped monthly transfers of customs and tax revenues it collects on behalf of the Palestinian Authority, about $50 million each month. The European Union has said it will also stop financial aid to the Palestinian Authority once the Hamas-led government is sworn in. That's not expected to happen until after Israel's elections next week. But even before the Hamas government takes over, Palestinians in Gaza say they're facing a growing humanitarian crisis. Israel has blocked the Karni crossing between Gaza and Israel for most of the past 2 months. Stocks of flour and dairy products have run out, and many bakeries have closed. Palestinian journalist Mohammed Wahidi said he spent most of yesterday waiting on long lines at bakeries trying to buy bread. He said some Palestinians say Israel is punishing the Palestinian people for voting for Hamas.
I heard it from many Palestinians standing in the tours saying thanks to Hamas. That means that here we go. I mean, this is the beginning.
Israeli officials insist the crossing was closed because of warnings of terrorist attacks. Today, Israel reopened Karni, but 40 minutes later, Israel reimposed the closure, saying there were new warnings of planned attacks. A spokesman for the Israeli company that runs the crossing said it was closed before any shipments entered Gaza. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.